to a large extent, what was happening was that they were owned. They were on their own. That they were all the Yidden were. There was a lack of achdus. Al Medina of a Medina. There was a lack of achdus. What happened in the Yeshua started happening when it was Leich Knois Kal Yehudim, when the Yidden gathered together and there was a sense of achdus. That's when the Yeshua starting. It is hence no wonder, no surprise that if you think about it, it's a famous word, but it's so striking that the mitzvahs on Purim are primarily mitzvahs of Benam Lechaveiroi. The Suda is Benam Lechaveiroi. The Shlachmonos for sure is. Matonis Levyonim is all care for another. And even the mitzvah of Megillah has to be done Befahesia, it's done Betzibu. So we see that the whole, all the mitzvahs of Yom is emphasis, a great emphasis on the mitzvah of Lechaveiroi, because that's in line with Lech Knoises Kol Yehudim. Yeah, okay, just it's a thought that's of particular importance. Okay, tonight we're going to be learning Be'ezer Hashem, more on Simen Shin Aleph. We are up to the Ramah, bottom of page 156. We'll be discussing today a few of the very, very relevant halachas in Simen Shin Aleph. I want to talk today about the glasses, and I want to talk today about watches, which is a little bit moving on from what the Mishnah Berurah discusses, but it's still the correct place to speak about. And I want to, and then hopefully we'll get to see if you'd base. Right. Okay. So, in bottom line of page 156 tells us the following: Kol Mokem Osolot is Betik Shel Batenayim. So, Betik Shel Batenayim is a bag, perhaps a little box, but a bag. Shel Batenayim Shikur in Brillen. Brillen in Yiddish is, or in German is, glasses. So, if you've got glasses, which are in a kind of bag. Although this box is made out of silver, so what you've got, well, the scenario is a kind of box which is attached to, probably as a necklace, I understand, and it's a silver box, and inside it you've got the glasses. Remember that until fairly recently, the glasses didn't have those side, side arms, which reach the ear. Rather, they were positioned on the nose, and they had to kind of like be balanced on the nose. Yeah, that's until fairly recently. That's how glasses were. I think our great grandfathers and grandfathers, that's how they had their glasses. So I know I've got in my grandmother's house, there was a painting hanging, and I remember there was a painting of my grandfather's father hanging, and it was Rav, and there was his, and I always noticed that it was his glasses, and the things were missing, the side arms were missing, and I always wondered, I always felt that it's a mistake in the painting. But of course it's not a mistake, because that's how the glasses were. There was no arms on the side. That's only been developed more recently. So we're talking about that kind of glasses. They balance on your nose, and when not needed, then you'll be placed in a kind of silver box, which probably be hanging around your necklace, and that's what we're talking about. So now, if this box is a silver box, and the glass are inside it, are you allowed to walk around with this, yes or no? So the Gemara comes and tells us the following: Osolot is betik shel batenayim, you're not allowed to walk out with this box, which has the glasses inside it, shekurin brillen, which you call glasses, apple pee, although, shatiku shel kesef. What happens if this box is a silver box? It's quite choshu, quite distinct, quite elegant, and decorative. It's got a certain, it's made out of silver. So he said, you're not allowed to. What's the reason? It's made out of silver. Why not allowed to walk out with it? The answer is, shabatenayim be'atzmoy masu, because the batenayim, meaning the glasses themselves, they are masu, you're carrying something, you've got a box, which may be very posh and very fancy, because it's made out of silver, but inside the box you've got the glasses. So how can you carry the glasses? How can you walk around with the glasses inside it? It's also, right, the Iman, I'm just finishing off the words of the Ramav. Iman, you've got keys which are made out of, again, a necklace, which on the necklace you've got keys which are copper of metal. Not necklace, it's a belt. Even if it's connected to the belt, it's also. So here this is the case, we'll talk more about it, but just the Ramav scenario is, if it is just hanging down, you've got a belt, and it's hanging down. So not being part of the belt, it's just hanging down on the belt. And then he tells it's also. Some say it's permitted. The Ramah says that some about him. Okay. So the first case of the Ramah, which is the glasses case, is the bottom line of Sifkot Mem Gimel. Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Osolot says betik hainu, i.e. tekshel kasef, which the box, the bag, is made out of silver. The kovua and is attached special chalice with the chain. The litlos al tzavor le'tachshit, and you're hanging this this box, the silver box, which contains the glasses. You're hanging it on your as a necklace, the tachshit as a piece of jewelry. Yeah, it's a nice jewelry. The ilu shemoytzim beyodo, if you'd walk around with a silver box, you'd walk around with it whilst holding in your hand. Make no mistake, however posh and fancy the jewelry is, jewelry can only be worn on Shabbos if it's hanging on you, but not if you are holding it. If you are carrying it, that's obviously also. Hatachshit is only mutter if it is hanging attached to you, but not being held, obviously, in your hand. Similarly, also, if you're talking about his necklace, which has attached to it this silver case, it's only going to be, it's true that it may be permitted, the actual case itself may be permitted, but that's only if it's hanging as a necklace, but not, certainly not if you're holding it in your hand. But nevertheless, the Ramah says that it's also, because they included the inserted glasses, make it also. You don't have to walk around with it. Yeah. Now, so that's what the Ramah speaks about. Does the Ramah say anything about glasses on its own? Why? Well, he says that it's also. He says because in the box, if you're putting the glasses in the box, you're not allowed to walk around with it. It's also. So what? If it's not in a box, then what? You're talking about hanging. If it's hanging,
no,
if it's on you, you're saying that it's mutter. Everybody agrees to that. Glasses on the nose, mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah towards the end of Sifkot Mem Dalet. And if you are holding, it's towards the end of the Mishnah Berurah, you've got Mem Dalet. If you've got glasses itself, al chutomoy, on your nose, pemokam shein eruv, in a place where there's no eruv, pevadai also belavochi, it's also. Glasses on the nose, says the Mishnah Berurah, is also. Dilma yiplu me'olof, because perhaps they're going to fall off. Vasili sui dalet ames, you're going to end up carrying in dalet ames. Which is a gzera which we find very, very commonly. So it don't say, it's a new gzera, it's a new gzera. It's not a new gzera, because we find that it's actually the one of the most common gzeras in Siman Shin Aleph is that something which is not firmly attached to you, this is a rule of thumb, something not firmly attached to you, we're concerned that maybe it's going to fall off. You're going to end up carrying it out of the Amas, which is also. So the Chayodom says, it's a Chayodom, which tells us a little bit about when glasses started to develop. Chayodom was in the generation of the Vilna Gaon. That's some 300 years ago. That's when I think Chayodom is the first one to speak about glasses. And he says that glasses also, because glasses may fall off, and you're going to end up carrying Dalet Ames. So therefore what? So what are we going to do? Have you seen anybody not wearing glasses on Shabbos?
Mishnah Berurah is referring to glasses without the arms.
Very good. Okay. Absolutely. That. Absolutely. So whilst it is maybe true to just mention that there are some briskers, there are some Yidden, who refrain from wearing glasses on Shabbos, there is such a chumrah, yeah, so there is such a thing. So this is truly, have you heard of such people? Don't walk around with glasses on Shabbos? Yeah, okay, so those, this is a chumrah, but the source will be this chayodah. Now, the reason why it's only a chumrah is, as you're mentioning, because it's talking about glasses, and that's a common mistake. It's a common mistake. People misquote this Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah. It's a common mistake because the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah is referring to glasses without arms. There's absolutely no discussion about it. It's 100% sure. They're talking about glasses without arms. Hence, one could argue that glasses today, which have normally arms, one could argue that, the poskim agree that it is mutter. What is considered firmly attached? How do you define firmly attached? Yeah, that's right. So they actually speak about it going down. If you go down, that's how Rav Nissim Karelis defines it. If you look down and they don't wobble so much, that would be good enough. Now, but having said that, there is probably room to discuss what about reading glasses. There's probably room to discuss that. What about reading glasses, Rabbi Yisai? Keep them in shul. Yeah. What if you go to a different shul? Somebody with reading glasses, he goes to a different shul. He's davening today not his regular shul. He's got reading glasses and a shtender in his normal shul, but today he's davening elsewhere. Can he walk around with his reading glasses?
He might take them off.
What do you say? Yeah. You agree to that?
Because I only use glasses for reading. The question is what? I mean, I can't. And I go to a different shul.
So Lemaisa, just to get the halacha, the poskim agree that it is also. The poskim say, well, what do you tell about it? Reading glasses being also? Yeah, it's also. It makes sense that it's also, because not reading glasses is something which a person is likely to take off. A person is really likely to take off. So the solution is, I mean, one has to know that reading glasses also to walk around with reading glasses, because the chashash is too close, you may take it off. One has to then be well prepared and bring reading glasses to that particular shul before Shabbos. Truth is that many shuls nowadays have got reading glasses gemach, and depending on the average age of the mispalalim, not yet. But ladies, they do. Yeah. So many shuls have got it, and that makes a lot of sense, because walking around with reading glasses, unless you're Samechon De'eruv, is awesome. Sunglasses. Aboisai, sunglasses. And I'm not referring to the ones, the fancy ones that they turn. I'm not talking about, what are those called?
Photochromatic.
Okay, so I'm not referring to those fancy schmancy ones, I'm talking about regular sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't know about these, because they change.
Oh, okay, so I'm not talking about those, because those are undoubtedly within the same category as regular glasses. Yeah, I'm talking about sunglasses, genuine old-fashioned sunglasses. Mutter also. Also, why?
Some are good to take them off when
he gets. Yep. Poskim say sunglasses also. I would argue that in this country for sure, because, you know, how long does the sun generally last? Halfway home, it's probably gone already. And there's a genuine chashash, you might take it off. So in the poskim agree, therefore, that sunglasses is also to wear in sunglasses. However, I think I agree with you that if it's proper glasses, that they are sensitive to the sun and they go dark or light accordingly. So then it's mutter, because it's proper glasses as well. So you're not likely to take them off.
What about if you have prescription sunglasses? Not all the sunglasses, but you can actually get
them. Yeah, so what would you say? Prescription sunglasses? Normal glasses. Yeah, it's a good question actually, because I'm not sure. One could argue maybe. What do you say, prescription sunglasses? Yeah, but we could argue maybe. I think you're... Yeah, but would a person take them off if it suddenly goes cloudy?
No, because he's going to have to see with them.
It depends on them.
Yeah, it depends.
If he's got a high beam, he needs them.
Sun or no sun, he needs them. Yeah, okay, point taken. So I think it's probably mutter. Yeah.
Yeah. You can use them for reading as well. I don't know.
If he's got a high prescription, he won't take them off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so sunglasses are also, prescription sunglasses, mutter. What about contact lenses? No mishtabu on that one.
They're part of your body.
Yeah. They're absorbed in with... Yeah. Yeah.
Would it be considered carrying?
Well, what would you argue? What? Why not? Why not? What's the argument? No, so that would still be awesome with Rabbanon, at least. The size, it's a pebble in a shoe could potentially be carrying. We'll talk about that still, but the size itself doesn't affect the Issa. So the Rabbonim Amatir, without much reservation, but you know why? What would you tell? Why is it mutter to go with contact lenses? So the consensus that it's mutter either because you're not likely to take them off, and more importantly, because it's nivla, it's swallowed up, as it were, in your body. It's true, you can take it in and out. But there is a special heter, that's something which is absorbed. I don't think absorbed is the right word. What's the right word? It's bottle. That's right, that's the word. It's bottle. It's like, it's in your body.
You have to clean them once you clean them.
Yeah, but you're not going to, you're not going to take them off in the middle of the, it's in you, on you. And you're not going to like to take them off halfway through on the way to shul. So that's why the poskim amat here, the contact lenses on Shabbos as well. Now, that's in terms of glasses and sunglasses. I think it's interesting to take that in consideration. I feel like I just found the whole glasses shy. It's interesting that the Chayotim says clearly that it's also, and nowadays we're all like, without hesitation, we're matter this, the glasses. It's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Now the Bialoch goes on to an interesting Shaila, and that's the watch Shaila. And the Bialoch speaks about it on the side. Advan esiyas hamoyre shoyis chutzler b'soich hakis. And Bialoch goes into great detail. And the Bialoch goes into great detail about a watch. It's a long Bialoch, and he has got various stodim lekan and various stodim lekan. It is, however, important to note that he's not talking about our watches. He's talking about a Taschenzeiger. He's talking about a pocket watch. And he has got very, very strong hesitation to Mimatia. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the Bialoch, it doesn't like the old-fashioned Taschenzeiger, the pocket watch. Do you remember those?
Yeah, you sort of slip it into
the... Yeah, they were attached. Yeah. So, Bialoch doesn't like it. We don't have much of a source there to discuss wristwatch. But I want to talk about wristwatch now because that's very important, Shaila. What's the loch of wristwatch? Very good. So that's the first point, that if you've got a watch, that the Bialoch says the following, the Bialoch, and that's brought in earlier poskim as well, that if you've got he's talking about the Taschenzeiger that he talks about, the pocket, well, and he says that if something is so posh and so fancy that it's actually categorized as a jewelry, as a tachshit, then it's mutter. It's loigora, it's no worse and no different than genuine jewelry. Imagine if you've got a golden Taschenzeiger, if it's made out of gold, so it's mutter. Oh, so one second. So if it's gold. How do you define if it's genuinely a tachshit or not? How do you know if it's a tachshit or not?
So
the Bialoch says mamash very interesting. So Bialoch says follows: if you would wear it if it's broken, then you know it's a tachshit. Would you wear it if it stopped working or not? My wife's color watch never worked. It never worked. But she still wore it, so that's undoubtedly a tachshit. It's undoubtedly a tachshit. So if you've got a Taschenzeiger and it's made out of gold, and you don't even care if it works or not, we're all agreeing. So the same will apply to a wristwatch as well. If it's kind of wristwatch, I think it's true to say that if something is a wristwatch, I don't know about for men, but for sure for ladies, if it doesn't work, you could argue it's a tachshit. No, Gideon, it's a tachshit. What about for men? Posh watch. Not a £17.51, but a proper one. Yeah, what would you say? Would you agree that it could be a tachshit?
Depends on the intention of the man wearing it.
Yeah.
Is he wearing it?
Yeah. So you're right. And the poskim say, 100%, the poskim amatir. They say, if it's the kind of watch you'd wear if it's broken, yeah, it's a piece of jewellery. It's a tachshit. You can wear it. Yeah, no, because could be that just on, no, the fact that he wear it on, that doesn't make it, that doesn't categorize it as tachshit itself, the fact that he just wear it on Shabbos.
Could be it's not necessarily because people be embarrassed to wear, you know, if it's a nice watch, people be embarrassed if people see that it's broken. It's a bit funny.
That,
now the watch is broken.
So therefore what? So you're saying that the... I'm not saying that it needs to be broken to allow it to wear. I'm saying that... I don't have. So therefore, you're saying what? Ashalkin.
Therefore, you're going to be a bit medical to say that even if a person would wear it, it's broken.
Uh-huh.
Why would a person want to wear a broken watch?
No, I'm not saying that the person would... I'm saying that if a person would wear a particular watch, even if it's broken, must be that it is a genuine tachshit. Must be that it is a jewellery. It's a piece of jewellery. Why is he walking around with a broken watch?
Oh, you've got a nice watch
for
the time, and he can't tell
us. I said, yeah, it's a bit, it's not working. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but so if he's doing it, there must be that it's... I'm telling you, my wife had a broken watch. It was like, it was until it was stolen. And it's a piece of jewellery. He's looked at it as a piece of jewellery. Now, the shaila is about if it's not that beautiful? If it's not such a posh watch. If it's not such a posh watch, okay. If it's a regular watch, it's a kind of normal kind of watch. It's not that expensive, and it's not. Is it mutter also to walk around with it on Shabbos? And what will be the heter?
You're not
going to
take it off, are you?
You're not going to take it off. So you're saying that there's no chashash of Dilma Osil Esuye. Okay, so you're saying that the Rabbonon's, there isn't. There's not the Rabbonon of that you may take it off and walk around. Correct. Here's an Issa Deraisa though. Is it considered a masui or is it a malbush? Is it a malbush? We know that something which is not a malbush and something which is not a tachshit is automatically going to be also. So where does it fit? Is it a malbush? Is it a garment or is it a piece of jewelry? And if it's not, if it's neither, then it's going to be also. Madureisa, to walk around with it. Yeah. It feels like you know, you don't have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So therefore what? Why? What makes it into
the need he has for it all the time.
Moshe is an interesting tshuva. Moshe wants, I don't know if that's what you mean, Naftali, it's probably your kivun. Moshe says that it's mutter. Moshe says a watch is mutter. And he says the reason being, it's because it's really, it's like a malbush. It's part of the nusach that he uses is a bit controversial. It's because it covers your body. Anything that covers directly your body, it's going to be considered part of a, well, it covers your body, it has, and it's got a certain shtamshus, and therefore Moshe wants to claim that it's considered a malbush. It's a malbush. But the Moshe does say at the end, that although Medina, it's muta, it says bal nefesh yachmir, so there is certainly room to be stringent and not to walk around with a watch on Shabbos. And that's the Moshe. Many poskim disagree. And they said it's also Medina mamash, to walk around with a watch, with a wristwatch, and they said it's mamash close to the reise. Many poskim hold like that. So we've got Moshe on the one side, he holds that it's a chumrah not to walk around with it. It's a meikra din, it's muta, but it's a chumrah not to carry a watch, and many poskim hold that it's also old.
The worries about a watch, I think you don't have probably today, but in the old days, by walking or something, it automatically kept working.
Yeah, that's a different child as well. That's a different child, that's another child of Achona as well. And winding up.
Causing something
that doesn't make you better, it makes you worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It could be that it's a shayla v'achana there as well.
Aware.
Yeah, it could be shayla v'achana as well, yeah. Yeah, yes, yeah, Robert.
It's carrying then.
Carrying. Maybe there is some rabbonim, but it's carrying. Yeah.
Is your couple a malbush or
a... We'll speak about that. It's considered a malbush. Yeah, it goes, it's so the answer is that it is a malbush because it does tie. A tie is probably a tachshin, not a malbush.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a whole shaila. What is a heter? It's a good question. There's a whole shaila in the poskim. Why are you allowed to wear a hat on top of a couple on Shabbos? What's the purpose of it? And you have to come on to a certain teretz. Why is it a couple and a hat is mutter to be worn on Shabbos? But just the fact that something goes around with it regularly, that's not a heter. Right, so that's it remains a bit of a question. But Lemaisi Yezre Moshe is Matia, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman also has a certain kul with regards to the watch. He also says that Meikirat Dini might be Mutter, but it's, I think generally the minig is to be Machme, no? Rabbi Isai? People watch on Shabbos? No, I think generally people are Machme, no? Are people are Meikir like Moshe or not? People are Meikir? Make people do. Okay, Ramosha says that it's Mutter Medina. Ramosha says, pardon? I personally, Yeah.
But then you apply also to some men wear rings.
Rings is a tachshit. Ring is a tachshit. A ring is a tachshit. It's jewelry. Yeah. Jewelry is enhances the person's appearance, and that's why it's mutter. Her watch serves a purpose, and that's why it's problematic. Okay, Rabbi said we learned tonight the halach of the glasses holder, which we said is also even if it's made out of silver, because of the inserted glasses make it problematic. We spoke about the glasses of the Chayodom, which is also because you may end up carrying them. There's no arms to it. We spoke about regular glasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses. And we also spoke about the watch, and the Bialocha's watch, which is a Taschenzeiger. And we spoke about our contemporary watches. We'll carry on tomorrow from Seafood Base. Good evening.